Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's hear it.
Scared the crap out of me.
The trade deadline 2 days away, the New York Rangers have struck a big trade for them.
Wow.
A big enough
trade.
Big enough.
Let's hear it.
Go. Big enough. It's not going to be some kind of superstar. They have gotten Alex Wenberg, center from the Seattle Kraken. He's only got 9 goals. He's not a big goal scorer, but he will fill the void left by Filip Hedl. He's a guy who wins a lot of faceoffs, plays a lot of penalty kill, but ultimately is another guy besides Vincent Trocheck on this team that can win some faceoffs, and they have been severely lacking another center on this team. The Seattle Kraken will retain 50% of his salary, giving the Rangers a little more wiggle room should they choose to do something else in the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. And the Rangers have only given up a second-round pick in 2024 and a fourth-round pick in 2025.
What about Jordan Eberle?
He is not in the Kraken, too?
He
is not in the deal.
Former Islander?
He is not in the deal.
So you just got, what's this guy's name?
Alex Wenberg.
And you didn't give up a first-round pick?
Did not give up a first-round pick, nor did they give up a prospect and some salary eaten for the Kraken, which is big for the Rangers. So I think they're not done dealing the Rangers.
So you like this move?
I like it, knowing the return and giving up nothing, yes. But it's not a big goal-scoring needle mover if a Ranger fan was looking for that. Mm-hmm. But still an enormous necessity to the grittiness of the team.
Okay. Let's go to Anthony in the Bronx. Anthony, you like this Ranger trade?
No, I don't like it at all. We've lost face-offs for the last few years. This guy is horrible at face-offs.
Yeah, Sean, what are you talking about?
He's
not horrible
at face-offs.
He's 45% for his career.
And he's had a much better last 2 years on face-offs, Anthony.
You're right, 46%.
Anthony.
That's horrible.
It's not that horrible, Anthony. Watch a little hockey besides the Rangers, bud.
Wow. Don't attack Anthony like that.
A checking center that's going to take faceoffs in the defensive zone that can't win faceoffs. That's a great start to the trade.
They traded nothing and didn't have a third center on the team and now still have plenty of room to add another scorer.
Okay, and when Henrik got traded today, he got traded for more or less.
There was multiple people in the deal, Anthony.
Maybe you should watch hockey, Sean. You'd have the answer right away.
If you knew this, come on. And he has, what, 20 goals? So he has double the goals.
Can they see what else they do in the next 2 days, Anthony? This isn't the only deal they struck. That's why the salary got
eaten. It makes your defense worse.
I mean, Anthony, he's a good penalty killer to you. I'm sorry, pal. You just don't know what you're talking
about. Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate the call. Wow. So some Ranger fans not liking what happened today, and they don't appreciate Sean being the mouthpiece for Chris Drury.
Hockey talk. I hate WFAN.
This is the problem with hockey fans in general.
What? Why are you attacking hockey?
Because there's a real problem. Because they complain that it's not talked enough on mainstream. Then when you have somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, you get mad and then says that person doesn't know what they're talking about.
It's just his opinion.
I'm sorry. I think his opinion sucks.
Well, I mean, you have a defender who can't win faceoffs, and so when you're Shesterkin covers, you got a face-off in the zone, right? Now you're screwed.
All I know is I'm looking at the numbers, and I appreciate Anthony teaching me. This guy sucks at face-offs. Why are we celebrating? Okay. You told me Alex Wenberg has missed a face-off. Basically, the guy's 46%?
Literally, other than Vincent Trocheck, nobody else on the team can win face-offs. 46 is not a bad clip for the Rangers to bring in.
So basically, they got better because they're so bad at it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They got to do more than this.
And they gave up nothing!
They got to do more than this. I'm sorry.
Of course they do! But Anthony thinks they're done. That's
the
problem.
Why wasn't Jordan Eberle in the deal? Jordan Eberle would have made a ton of sense. You know that.
You know why? Because we don't want the Islanders trash.
Oh, stop with that. Stop with that. You want the Islander trash. Islanders, by the way, playing pretty good hockey. They're right back in this thing.
Are they?
They are, absolutely.
Isles back.
Dude, they got 2 games in hand, and I think they're 4 points out of the last playoff spot. You better watch out. Because I'll tell you this right now, you don't want that. You don't want that because you talked a big freaking game with your Stanley Cup February Stadium Series. You don't want a team in the postseason that's got nothing to lose. You don't want it, Sean.
That doesn't exist.
By the way,
Evan, that doesn't exist.
And by
the
way,
you hire Patrick Roy. When you're in the NHL playoffs, you always have something to lose because you're always in it. So don't tell me isn't football as the seventh wild card.
No. You're a Stanley Cup or bust team. And I'll tell you this right now. And Tiki, you are more than welcome to join me. If they are locked up in the first round, we'll go into every freaking game. Every one of them.
Okay.
We're going to sit, and we're not going bougie, by the way, either. We're going upstairs. We're going downstairs.
So it'll only be four games, so it doesn't matter.
Look at this guy. Where does this guy get this cockiness
from?
This
arrogance.
I know. This is why Rangers fans don't like you, Sean, because you touch the money way too much.
But aren't they better?
Who?
The Rangers.
Of course they are.
That's fine. What the hell does that mean?
Tiki, listen to Shawnee Pucks. You can put on a Ranger jersey. Yeah. We'll be fine.
No, I'm a Devils fan.
By the way,
I stopped watching when they fired Ruff, but other than that.
You'll get sucked back in. Let's go to Nick in Pompton Plains. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm really not a huge fan of this trade. He's a career minus 21. We need a first line right wing, and like this is the least that we needed right now.
But that's why they had him retain the salary so they can still get a wing.
Unbelievable.
But you got to focus on getting a wing first. I mean, if we can't get a wing, Tarasenko just went to Florida. They loaded up. I'm not real confident right now.
Mm. He's right. I mean, the Florida Panthers are already a better team, and they made a bigger addition at the trade deadline by bringing in Tarasenko. What do you got to say about that?
They did not give up. The Rangers did not give up any asset that prohibits them from getting a wing like Jake Guentzel. They did not give. They have the salary retainment. By the way, if you sit there and wait for a wing and a wing doesn't come, and then you miss out on Wenberg, and now you have still the two voids because the Rangers needed multiple pieces, then you're even more angry.
Hey, Tiki, you know what's great about Sean's defense of this horrible Ranger trade?
What?
His defense has been, we gave up nothing.
Bitch, New York Rangers.
Who cares if you gave up nothing? If you got nothing.
Let's be fair, though. A trade that you don't give anything up, is it really a trade?
No, if you give up.
It's just kind of an acquisition.
Right. You give up nothing.
It's like a buyout. I'm serious. In basketball, you just
any sport where you give up nothing and it fills a need and it still allows you to maneuver ability to add something bigger, that's a win of a trade.
By the way, as of right now, the reason why the Rangers haven't made a big trade, it's because their owner is very concerned about that first-round pick. He needs that first-round pick because the NHL draft is at that building he built in Las Vegas. What's it called again?
I forgot that narrative.
The Sphere.
The Sphere!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.